105 Drive. Catch up.
So, would you rather today is horrid? Well, it's difficult, I think, especially if you just picture the last person you've loved or partner you've been with, right? So here it is, and I lay it on you. You've got to decide. You can no longer either share a bed with your partner or eat with them. You can't. You've got to pick one of the two. Has got to go. It's terrible. Usually the one follows the other for a perfect evening, but you've got to pick. And you can still, like, you know, with bed, take it as sleeping, right? You can do everything else you want to do, but you just can't. You can't sleep next to them or you can't eat with them. One's got to go.
I am going to throw away eating with them, I guess. Just because, like, when you want to be intimate with your partner.
Sure.
Can, like, yeah.
For me, it's more about, like, the waking up next to type thing. Because you could be intimate almost anywhere.
For me, it's talking in the middle of the night. Like, I sleep terribly. And I wake up sometimes, especially between 2 and 3 a.m. And sometimes I just want to, like, say random things and I want someone to respond. But also, when I dream, I talk. So I want someone to tell me some of the things I was saying. So that's tough. But also, my love language is food, making food for people.
Whose isn't,
people.
Right? Yeah.
So it's like, oh my gosh, what a dilemma. I think I'll just have to choose never share a meal. It's fine. It's okay. I'll eat alone. I'll watch something. And then when I'm done eating, I'll go hang out in bed.
Such a depressing would you rather.
I'm struggling because I could do without the snoring, you know. That I would sleep so much easier. I might actually go with that because I honestly, I eat so slowly. I eat alone a lot of the time anyway because
like,
I'm still eating. So that would be the obvious one. But let me just choose the other one because, you know, you can still be intimate and stuff and then you can sleep physically at peace.
Right. Maybe there are benefits to this. Let's see. I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't have to be all doom and gloom. Exactly. It's a good point. Let's see, right? Okay. Here it is. You either cannot sleep next to your partner anymore, or you can't eat with them. What are you going to pick on the WhatsApp line? They're already coming through thick and fast.
FFFM, eating with my wife, it makes food taste so good. But at the same time, sleeping with her in the same bed, it makes the bed so warm. So I would rather not eat with her and choose the bed.
Bed or sleep? I mean, sleep or food? What do you reckon?
I love food. So, I would get rid of the bed. If it means me eating, then I would take the food.
Tasneem, I think you may have caught on to the wrong the end of this one. I'm not saying you stop eating or you stop sleeping. You'll die. I'm saying no, with your partner, right? Like, either you've got to not eat with your partner anymore or you're not going to be allowed to sleep next to your partner anymore.
So I would most definitely give up sleeping in the bed with my partner. I love my husband to bits, but that man can snore. And mealtime is a really special time for us at home. It's a time when we connect and we chat and there's dinners and there's, you know, going out and all those sorts of things, which don't require a bed or snoring. So definitely the bed and sleeping in the bed for me.
I think I'm with you on that. My wife would probably agree. I have been alleged to snore. I don't know. I'm never around to hear it, but apparently I do.
What up, 5D? Yeah, no, I think that for me, this is an easy one. I definitely prefer sleeping with my partner in the same bed over eating with them. So, yeah, no, I just feel like, you know, once you started sleeping with your person after, like, sleeping alone, the whole start of your life, it's difficult not to sleep without them. It becomes like your way of sleep. You know, it's like your white noise or, you know, your vibe to enable your sleep. And it's just weird not being able to sleep with them anymore. And yeah, I just like sometimes to eat my food alone and well, watching my own things and stuff, you know, without like talking and stuff. So yeah, no, I'm definitely eating alone and sleeping with my partner. I think it would be weird to choose the other way around, but that's just me. Thanks guys, thanks for the show. Have a good one.
Here's the beautiful thing, MJ, you don't need to pick, and if you're with someone you can do both tonight. Eat, sleep, and everything in between.
Catch up from some of the best moments from the 5 Drive team by going to 5FM's catch up page on the 5FM app or 5FM.co.za.